This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hours a day, 7 days a week, Oasis Petroleum. Be the Buffalo Hotline is yours. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You hear about the president having coronavirus at midnight? Boom. You call with your initial thoughts. Scott, you've got to play this tomorrow on the radio. Or, like a lot of folks have been calling, hey, I got a ballot in the mail, but I never requested a ballot. Yeah, welcome to the club. We're going to go dumpster diving, see how many we can find. Prove how this is a bad idea. Whatever it might be the Buffalo Hotline is there for you. It's that Be the Buffalo spirit from the good folks at Oasis Petroleum, 855-200-1776. It's an hour of the Talk Radio Town Hall for your questions for Senator Kevin Cramer on anything and everything today. If you already coming in, more welcome. Just call us at 800-228-0550. One more time, nice and slow, 800-228-0550. Welcome back, Senator Cramer.
Hey, good to be back, Scott.
So when you first heard the news at midnight or bright and early this morning about President Trump and the First Lady having tested positive for coronavirus, what ran through your mind? What did you think?
Yeah, well, what several things ran through my mind. First of all, concern for him and for the First Lady, and a quick prayer for healing, and then just like, could it get any more complicated, this election? I mean, what are we up against? We're up against a disease that we don't know much about yet, evidently. We're up against an economy that's reflective of the disease and our lack of knowledge about it. And on top of that, you have spiritual warfare going on. You have a hyper-partisan Congress and a hyper-partisan country, and you have violence everywhere. And so anyway, throw on top of that, a president who, a month before the election, tests positive for the COVID-19 virus, and you have a day in the life of Donald Trump.
And, of course, the dynamic, 32 days from the election, right? We don't know how long before he tests negative again and works through whatever symptoms, but, you know, every day, every hour is pretty precious in the crunch time of the election. What do you expect the impact to campaigning and the overall campaign and election will be?
Well, campaigning is obviously very different. But I guarantee you, even with a positive test, he will work harder at it than Joe Biden did when he had no positive tests. One thing that you can be sure of, the president has a responsibility, first and foremost, that he takes very seriously, and that is to be the president of the United States, to be the commander-in-chief of the strongest military in the world, to be the defender of freedom around the world, at least take the lead on that. And my guess is that to the degree that he's able, even with his mild symptoms or modest symptoms, whatever he ends up with through this, he'll work as hard as he can. It's actually part of what worries me a little bit, and that is that he doesn't take a break very well. He doesn't really slow down when perhaps the best thing in the long run would be for him to slow down. So I'm hoping he's able to moderate a little bit while also being effective. Then on top of that, you do have the campaign itself. But I have no doubt that he will be as available as he can be with technology and in other ways while he, at the same time, rests apart from other people so that he doesn't spread the virus anymore or put his own health in greater danger.
All right, so last hour, a few listeners were suggesting things that could be done, to campaign and ways that it could be modified. And I talked about an idea that's, been around for a while, but mainly with the president, this obviously not possible now. How about if you did this, and people seem to be liking it because they're they're sending their text saying, you know, when do I get my ticket? But see what you think of this, Kevin. So Fargo Dome, as many people as you could, you know, safely get in there with the current protocols and guidelines that are out there, right? So say, you know, I don't know, 10,000, whatever, between the floor and above. And a rally in the Fargo Dome that includes the president, but he would be up there on the screen, but then people could ask him questions. You know, they could wish him well and also ask him a question about the campaign, a little Q&A, and then some other folks, yourself and, you know, maybe Don Jr. and Eric and, you know, a whole round of folks. And we have a rally with the president with COVID, who is, you know, obviously significantly social distanced from the Fargo Dome to the White House. What do you think?
Well, I think the concept is fine, but I would also want to be really cautious about this, and even how I say this, because I know how people feel and I know how I feel. But his personal health is the highest priority. He is the leader of the free world, and so first of all, he in consultation with his physicians need to make a decision that's best for him. So if doing a rally via, you know, technology, a rally / town hall via technology is good by him physically and spiritually and personally, I'm all for it. And he has two tremendous advantages. Well, one isn't so much an advantage other than he's a lot better at it, and that is he can use technology the way you're describing it. You know, I just finished 45 minutes with the North Dakota Press Corps on my, you know, right here from my Bismarck office on a Zoom call. All the TV stations are going to get high quality video, the radio stations high quality audio, and the print writers have plenty to write about, and they all were able to ask me questions. It was very orderly. They drilled down. And so you can do those things today where you probably couldn't have, well, you couldn't have very effectively and not as easily just a few short years ago. But the other advantage is, besides his ability to manage something like that because he's masterful on a stage or in a studio and he's familiar with it, is that he's got more surrogates than there are people who admit to voting for Joe Biden out loud. You know, and he's got significant, impressive surrogates. And whether it's cabinet officials, whether it's his incredible family, the vice president himself, as long as he remains healthy, there's no reason to believe he won't. You have, of course, all kinds of other surrogates, not just staff, but volunteer surrogates, you know, conservative groups, spokespersons. You know, there's just lots of ways for him to continue to campaign at a very high and aggressive level that to this point Joe Biden and his team have not been able to demonstrate. And so I think you're right. I think the combination of technology and surrogates, particularly in his case, actually probably on net is a winner.
Back to your comment about your first thoughts. One of them was that this is spiritual warfare. I had the same thought. And also, by the way, what do you do when you believe something to be spiritual warfare? But the only thing you can do is just pray about it, right? And just say, I gotta take this on with prayer, because this is not a human thing you can take on. How would you explain that to somebody that just has no idea what spiritual warfare is like? What do you mean, spiritual warfare? Yeah. I don't get it. What are you talking about?
Well, And it depends on your own personal religious faith, obviously, or at least your understanding of spirituality. But for some, that spiritual warfare is literally, beyond what we know to be physical on this earth, and that is spirits and principalities. Our battle is not, you know, just with humans; it's with principalities. And so you have this spiritual warfare. But even if you don't believe to that extent, at the very least, it's warfare that's just beyond what you see on the surface. You have to deal, you're dealing with things that come up that, well, let's put it this way. No president running for re-election has ever had to deal with COVID-19, obviously. No president in the last 100 years has had to deal with a virus even remotely close to COVID-19 or anything like it, not to mention the global pandemic of it all, and not to mention getting, you know, being testing positive for the virus a month before. These are extreme and unique circumstances that you're up against, that this president is up against. The other night, I don't know that you'd call this spiritual warfare. This was plain and simple and very physical. You know, he had a debate with his opponent where his opponent couldn't handle him, so the moderator, Chris Wallace, had to block for Joe Biden all night long. It was a rather pitiful demonstration of a news moderator having to spend all of his credibility propping up a very weak former vice president who thinks he should be president. So there's just so many things that are headwinds for Donald Trump, and yet we have to plow ahead. With regard to your comment about prayer, and for those of us that believe not just in the power of prayer as a psychological thing or a psychiatric thing, but as a real thing, as a real power, because the power comes from the God we're praying to. Not only is it all you can do, it's all you should, you know, it's the main thing you should do. But remember, even Moses had to put his staff in the water. You still have to step into the water for the seeds to separate, or whatever the case might be. We have to do our part as well as pray.
And it is important. We're talking about the United States of America, the country we love. Questions or comments for Senator Kramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. When we come back, don't go.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, you know, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got 5 tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's help them build back, because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see, and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And he'll help you find your family with that map. Juven Tours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com. Back to the phones we go. Luke, Red Trenchless is on the phone. Hey, Luke, where are you at today?
Hey, Scott. Today we're in West Fargo, still over by that Horace, working on a 24-inch bore, just wrapping that up. And we got a crew down in Strasburg working on a 3-mile project down there. Later this week, we're going to go up to Zap, just west of Beulah there. So we're going to be all over the place, and the schedule's booking up quick.
Trenchless pipe replacement and repair being the big ticket right now, Luke?
Yeah, a lot of more people are leaning towards that. You know, there's no mess, and it's just really headache-free. And I can't stress that enough, just how easy and quick it is for people. I think they'll really be surprised if they give us a call.
Replacement, repair, bursting services, pipe boring, Red Trenchless. You can find them online at reddrilling.com. That's 2 D's in there, reddrilling.com, or call them at 701-204-0404. Thanks, Luke.
Thanks, Scott.
Find out more at reddrilling.com. That's 2 D's, reddrilling.com, or call 701-204-0404.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Your diesel semi, tractor, truck to run a little better than it is, your next call should be to DAC Diesel. They're in Bismarck servicing rigs from all over because of their great expertise and their wonderful service. I mean, they're great at this. DACDiesel.com, or call it 701-258-5011. Number one repair and maintenance shop specializing in diesel vehicles. Busiest place in all of North Dakota right now, I think, with these diesel vehicles. Unbelievable. And they do them all. Semi-trucks, pickup trucks, tractors. Trust them for long-lasting repairs and maintenance services. DAC Diesel. Here's the number. You ready? 701-258-5011. Back with Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. I want to get to a question that came up before you were on. A frustration over this story with Ilhan Omar, the campaign in Minneapolis area. We know because of Veritas and James O'Keefe, who we're going to chat with again next week on the program, by the way, to talk a little bit about this case. But they busted. Okay, these people are bragging about having all these ballots and going around and saying, hey, you know, give me your ballot and you know, fill this in. And guys said I got 300 ballots. So. President Trump on Wednesday night said, U.S. Attorney better look into this. Eric Trump told us yesterday, I hope somebody in authority is going to look into this. And a caller said, what is going on? Where is the accountability on this? So I said I'd ask you about that. When you actually know of a case that's happening, of something we've been worrying about, and you have, 30-some days to the election, how do you get an investigation going pronto?
Well, great question, Scotty. What's not clear to me, and I suppose we can look this up, there are some federal backstops with regard to elections. But remember, and as a Republican, as a conservative, I join this course. We do not want the federalization of elections, but there has to be some protection of the integrity of federal elections. So while elections are a state issue, and in this case, of course, guess who we'd be relying on to investigate this? We'd be relying on the Attorney General of the state of Minnesota, Keith Ellison. Now, with the president and with the president's son, obviously saying that he hoped a U.S. attorney would look into it. I don't know the U.S. attorney from Minnesota, but might be a reasonable inquiry to check into. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to tell you if they're looking into something or if there's an investigation going on. Oftentimes, they won't tell you that an investigation is going on. But it's hard for the common sense person from the Midwest not to see what happened, see the admissions of these people, the bragging by these people that they don't just harvest ballots, they contrive them. They literally gather hundreds of them, evidently help people fill them out if they don't fill them out themselves. So, yeah, it's pretty awful.
Should I get a ballot in the mail when I don't ask for one in North Dakota?
Well, when I heard you say that before the break that somebody had gotten a ballot, and I didn't know we did that in North Dakota. I guess you'd have to talk to us, to Al Jager or to the governor or something. I'd be surprised that North Dakota actually sends ballots out to people without the people applying for them. If that's happening, that's very concerning to me. Listen, guys. Voting needs to have integrity. We are the freest people in the world. We are self-governed. But even that requires us to participate willingly and just mailing out ballots. To me, that just is very eerie. I just hope that we're not doing that in North Dakota.
All right. Let's go to some. I have a boatload of texts here, but I'm going to go to the calls, and then I'll do a couple of texts in between here. As we go on What's on Your Mind. Again, your questions or comments for Senator Cramer, welcome on the Talk Radio Town Hall on any and all topics, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 to call us. And then you can text Todd at 226-8503 or me at 367-2054. All right. You're next on What's on Your Mind for Senator Cramer. I don't have a name here, but go ahead.
Oh, good morning. It's John in Fargo, Scott.
Hey, John, go ahead.
Senator. Yeah, actually, my wife and I got our North Dakota ballots in the mail yesterday, which I found kind of perplexing because we didn't get an application like last time, but who knows what they've got going on with that. Senator, the big question I have for you as a Second Amendment guy, and of course a conservative, mm-hmm. obviously, what plans mm-hmm. do you guys have if this election all goes your way and you guys get control across the board again to get our rights restored and on the ground and running and put an end to this shenanigans from the Democrats once and for all? I'll hang up and listen. Have a great day.
Yeah. So John asked a really good and interesting question, shall you say, because what he's asking is what are we going to do offensively, if you will, to deal with the offense of the other side that's trying to deteriorate, diminish constitutional rights, especially the Second Amendment. To this point, the Second Amendment has been pretty well protected. Now, there are a few places here and there where you have to sort of wonder about that, but the onslaught has always been able to be blocked by the courts, including our Supreme Court, by the way. So the first thing we're going to do before the election, hopefully, or at least shortly after, depending on what else happens, but at this point before the election, hopefully, is confirm a conservative justice to the United States Supreme Court. That's probably the best offensive thing we can do to protect the onslaught of lawsuits and whatnot. Now, with regard to the foolishness and shenanigans of the liberals, that will never stop. That is part of our system as well, of representative government. That will never stop. There will always be haters. There will always be people who don't love liberty as much as we do and who don't understand the exceptionalism of America that's embedded in our Constitution. So to John's other point, you know, are there other things? Let's just say, for example, we had everything we want in terms of the power. We likely won't have 60 Republican senators, but... you know, what could we do then to put in place at least more difficult laws to violate? There are a few things, as you know. I've been supportive of suppression devices and hearing support or hearing protection for shooting sports. And why is that important? It's important because making sure that those are protected by the Second Amendment as well as the firearm itself is important, because one of the ways that the left has been mischievous is that they've tried to attack, when they can't attack a particular type of a firearm or an ammunition clip or whatever it might be, by embedding in law, codifying things that the Constitution also covers the other parts of a firearm or add-ons to a firearm. We can clarify some of those things, I think, John, that would help on the offensive side a little bit. But we've been trying to do that for years. We just have never had enough votes to get it done. But I think you have to stay in the fight. But by and large, when we have a constitutional right that is protected, what we do for the most part is play defense, not so much on offense.
If President Trump's reelected, but Republicans lose the Senate, I mean, it's going to be a very challenging 4 years to get anything done. Right. How's that fight looking?
Yeah. Well, Scott. So first of all, let's please pray that doesn't happen. But if that should happen, obviously the Senate on the when you're in the majority, the Senate really is the firewall. To John's point, if you have the president but not the Senate and the House, the president's the firewall. And that means they're the defensive firewall against bad things. You can stop bad things with either enough votes in one chamber or a veto threat. But on the other side, remember at the end of the day, you still have to appropriate, you still have to, authorize, and the president with his veto power still has some negotiating leverage, even with the Democratic Congress. But we're not going to let that happen.
I was going to say, let's talk about some of those key races when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mud jacking. Polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and quicker dry time, with longer lasting results.
Polyjacking, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House now says President Trump is experiencing mild symptoms of COVID-19 after he and the First Lady tested positive for it, the results coming back last evening. A White House official saying it's business as usual, though, for President Trump, telling NBC News he spoke today by phone to the Chief of Staff, Mark Meadows, and is in good spirits. Additionally, there are discussions within the White House about whether the president will address the American public today, though no final final decision's been made. U.S. House Speaker Democrat Nancy Pelosi says, given the way the Trumps behaved during the pandemic, the fact that they got the virus should not be a surprise.
Going into crowds unmasked and all the rest was sort of a brazen invitation for something like this to happen.
And this is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Texter says, hey, Scott, those receiving ballots in the mail that don't think they applied did so for the primary and both at the same time. I didn't, though. I didn't check it at the primary. I don't know, unless there's some weird way they're having you check
something.
Yeah,
I didn't either. Nope.
What was that song just there?
That was The Wallflowers, One Headlight.
Oh, my gosh. It's been a long time since I heard that one.
Yeah. Bob Dylan's kid.
Yeah. How about that? Very good. Todd sounded like he was sort of in the next county there. Where are you, Todd? You're so far away. I can... Oh. Does he seem a little quiet to you, Kev?
I'm just seeing if I have any more ballots I can fill out there so I can keep voting.
We are brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. Of course, Mike Lindell and the team. Mike's book is really amazing. You know, what are the odds? From crack addict to CEO, this whole thing's a great story. Now he's written a book about it. It's a blueprint on, you know, what you can do after being just at the depths of, 19 near-death experiences and everything else. Good story about faith, too. Talk about, spiritual battles. Wow. He had a few. Right now, if you buy the book, you get a $25 gift card from MyPillow if you use the promo code Scott. There's a lot of other great deals under the Radio Listeners tab. Promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, or call them at 800-506-9028. Back with Senator Kevin Cramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall. Just quickly, before we go back to the calls on the actual, Senate races, what's the latest? I mean, I know that obviously Republicans are in a tough spot because they're having to defend the majority of the seats this go around. But in the tight races, like in Montana, like in Arizona, Colorado, Minnesota, are we winning more than we're losing?
So it's, I don't think I'm revealing any deep secrets when I tell you that there are many races that are really, really tight. I mean, like, where all of the polling is within margin of error. And that includes, several of our incumbents. Of course, you're right, we're defending 23. They're defending, I think it's 12. So literally, nearly twice as many. And ours are in the more vulnerable spots. Although, there are, you mentioned Minnesota, you mentioned, well, Alabama, we're probably going to win. That's currently held by Democrat. Another one that's very close, Michigan, it was very close where we literally, our guy, John James, actually has a slight lead. Michigan. Same with New Mexico. Margin of error races where there's a Democratic incumbent. But we have so many more of them. So here's what I'm going to say, Scott. There's a lot of work to be done. We can either gain seats, have a net gain, or we could lose the whole thing. I mean, it's that close in that many races. So if you're close to Montana or you want to spend a weekend going door to door for Steve Daines, contact his campaign or contact Chris, my wife, and we'll try to get you in touch with people. They have lots of needs. Most of those needs are volunteer. So, Montana could be the race. Montana's the per capita spending, I think they're setting the national record in the per capita spending on a Senate race.
But we've had calls from listeners in Montana that are very concerned about this race, want us when I was talking about it. So there you go. You've got a welcome to the campaign effort from Senator Kevin Cramer to help out Senator Daines. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, that's a close one. We'll be watching. All right, let's see who's next. Let's go to Chris somewhere in the great state of North Dakota. Go ahead, Chris.
Over by Johnson's Corner.
Hey, Johnson's Corner. Now, there's a spot, I tell you. I love Johnson's Corner.
A lot of good people go to church and school out there. So
that's right.
Congressman, have you given any thought to how organized the Marxist insurgents that are supporting the violent insurrections in the major cities seem to be? They can get bricks, rocks, sticks, frozen bottles, which, think about it, in volume, they take a lot of planning. They can get all sorts of lethal projectiles into the body of those crowds. We've even seen it caught on film, drone film, and things like that. It seems that they are much more advanced, and this is one of those things where if you see something on the surface, you have to ask yourself, what's going on deeper? I believe, and this is from a counterinsurgency background in the military, I believe we have a much, much larger problem than we know, and the useful idiots at the lower level have no idea how big the monster is that's controlling them. And we, on the outside, are repeating the error of history when people saw the brown shirts and thought they were a bunch of just kids in new uniforms, didn't realize Hitler was behind him, and that when he was done, of course, he sent them all to the different fronts and had them all whacked, because if you can throw one regime, you can throw the other. But the problem is we're ignoring the lessons of history when you see a republic, any government under attack from an outside force using willing participants on the inside. Where are we on that? What is the Congress is so disjointed with 535 different minds and Pelosi and Schumer being blissfully ignorant Nadler. Oh, there's no violence. That's not happening. That's made up. How in the world?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Go ahead and respond. Thank you very much for your service. And bless you, and let's all keep praying for the president.
Yeah, thank you. First of all, thank you for your service and your background as an insurgent, with your insurgent's background is really helpful, actually. A couple of things I would say. First of all, with regard to some of the Democratic leadership in Congress being ignorant, I'm not sure they're so ignorant as they are selective. And I do worry about that. I mean, Jerry Nadler is not a stupid man. He's been playing dumb for a couple of years, but he really, at one point he was really quite a formidable foe in the House. But I think it's more looking the other way than it is ignorant of what's actually going on. And I hope it's that and not, well, I won't go any further with that. I don't know that we're so naive about repeating history. I think one of the differences is that we, if anything, we're probably less naive as a general public because we see so much more of it with 24-hour news and every person having a video camera in their hand. So we're seeing a lot more things that are alarming. Obviously, if we're seeing it, the appropriate federal and state officials aren't missing it either. They are always hamstrung, and that's an ongoing frustration because the more the public knows, the more information they want and the more they want to hear from people. And one of the things I've said oftentimes as a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, now we're going to leap a little bit here, guys, but I've been frustrated by how much information is classified that I don't think has to be classified. Even information about what our near-peer adversaries are doing, even in space, and many of the commanders, many of the members of the Joint Chiefs and I have had conversations about this. There's been a little bit more of a loosening up of information, because I do think that in our self-governed society and system, it's important that people are well-informed. Now, they're clearly are things that they shouldn't be informed about, particularly if there's investigations ongoing, things like that. But at the same time, I do think, to the caller's point, Scott, I get that there's a frustration with what seems to be at least a lack of attention being given to some of this activity that seems far too coordinated and organized to be simply spontaneous and grassroots.
Texter wants to know how your meeting with Amy Coney Barrett went yesterday.
Well, it was seriously pleasant, or pleasantly serious is the way I sort of describe her. It was really a privilege. I mean, first of all, I still go to work every day and pinch myself. I walk in the Capitol and go, how, You know, thank you, Jesus. Huh? This is really quite remarkable. And so yesterday was, of course, this is my first round with the Supreme Court. That said, it's not my first experience with the politics of the Supreme Court nominee, because, of course, 1 year ago, from this very moment that was in here, that they were in the middle of putting together the votes for an October 6th confirmation of Justice Kavanaugh. And, of course, my opponent, Heidi Heitkamp, who spent five times more money running in a Democratic year as a Democratic incumbent, voted against Judge Kavanaugh to be Justice Kavanaugh, and I won by 11 points. And the number one issue in our polling up until that was law and order slash, illegal immigration and particularly sanctuary cities. That was a major winning issue for me. But it went from being number one to the Supreme Court being number one for the last month of our campaign. So, clearly this is a big deal, and this is, as I told her, this is why I'm here, is to make sure that conservatives get on the Supreme Court. The idea that somehow I'd wait to see if Joe Biden will win the next election before I decide is so ludicrous. I'm surprised people would offend the citizens of North Dakota with notions like that. But anyway, so it was just beyond a high honor. But then just to be able to challenge her specifically on cases like Rapanos versus the United States, which was a Waters of the U.S., early Waters of the U.S. case where her somewhat of a mentor, Justice Scalia, for whom she clerked, of course, wrote a brilliant plurality opinion on the definition of navigable waters. I challenged her on that, and she gave me a safe but solid answer because, of course, she heard a case similar to that case, the Rapanos case, when she was on her circuit court and ruled similarly to what the plurality did in the Supreme Court on a similar case. To really challenge her largely on states' rights, states' authority as the Constitution, as the founders envisioned in a cooperative federalism system. As you know, that has been my battle cry since I got to Congress, particularly the Senate in the last two years, because I've seen so many abuses of it. It's interesting. She was very smart about it. She, of course, stated emphatically that states are critical to carrying out a federalism and critical to our Constitution. And those are all the right answers. We drilled down a little bit. But when we got into Rapanos, specifically in the language, she referenced her vote that was similar, but she did not say what she would do, and which is, of course, entirely appropriate. What I did try to challenge her on a little bit is, do you think we're doing enough on the legislative front or, to rein in the bureaucracy? Should what's our role? What should we be doing? Is there an appropriate, more appropriate role for a court to be more active in trying to rein in all of that? And she once again gave the appropriate conservative answer, and that was basically, and I'm going to paraphrase, but basically that, courts aren't activists. And so the court is there to be the backstop. And that's where she ended it. And I thought, well, hurrah for you. That's exactly right. Conservative justices are not to be activists any more than liberal justices are. That's my paraphrase. But anyway, I really was impressed with her. I was honored to be there. And of course, I offered my appreciation on behalf of my family and me for the incredible sacrifice she's making to walk through this gauntlet again, having witnessed what Justice Kavanaugh had to go through. She's very brave. And I think that her answering this call is a testament to her religious faith. The calling on her heart is to do something bigger than herself. And her family are willing to make that sacrifice so that she can serve in this way. And it's really a remarkable privilege.
Take a break. When we come back, question about the debate for you by text. Also about 60 Minutes fake news, as the listener calls. Yeah. That was a pretty good description of fake news. You can look it up in the dictionary and find pretty much what they did. And others as well in our final minutes, so stay tuned for that. Don't forget, lunch is on. Home cook and grab-and-go convenience at PetroServe USA. And you know what? Four items for $4. Where do you get that at lunch? Pizza, two cookies, 20-ounce drink, pop, coffee, whatever you want. Four for $4. And a lot of other home cooking. Great specials today at PetroServe USA.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is your sauna headquarters. Great selection still, Vince?
There is. And we believe in saunas 365 days a year, but now more than ever as we head into colder weather, saunas seem to become more popular. The number one wellness product you could buy today of the research studies, the reduction of Alzheimer's by 66%. Studies say it reduces your chance of a heart attack by 50%. You burn calories. You create an artificial fever, which can cure any illness. There's a lot of great benefits to take advantage of a sauna, and we do have a lot of selection from a plug-and-play 4x4 two-person to an outdoor 5x7 patio sauna with everything in between. So it's a great time. We do have them in stock, and we can get them to your home or your backyard sooner than later.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Find them in Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, too, and, of course, online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Thanks, Vince.
You bet.
Hometown cooking. Nothing like it. And you know what? It's waiting for you now at a PetroServe USA location near you. That's right. They're open and serving great grab-and-go homemade food. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. And great food, like the 4-for-4 special every day, a hot stuff personal pan pizza, two of the best cookies in town, and a 20-ounce drink, yours, for just $4. 4-for-4. Come on in to PetroServe USA.
Moving soon? Go with a pro. Get a move estimate from Action Movers. It's easy. Now offering virtual moving quotes. Meet with one of their relocation consultants virtually from your smartphone and at your convenience. Or if you prefer, they'll come to your home or business and guide you through a stress-free move experience. Get same-day estimates with honest, straightforward pricing. Whether you're moving your home, your office, your employees, they can help you every step of the way because they make moving easy. 701-566-5532. ActionMovers.com. The only way to move.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203, 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Wow. What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC. Don't. Keep that music going. That's good stuff.
You can say chug-a-lug and Schwann's at the same time.
Chug-a-lug. Yeah. Just have a designated driver. Over one, SchwannBuickGMC.com, over 100 pre-owned trucks and SUVs in stock. You know, we do have one of those snow seasons coming up, right? So all-wheel drive might not be a bad idea. Heated seats, heated steering wheel. Even be able to start it with the OnStar app on your phone. No more pointing a fob at a window and hoping for the best or any of that stuff. Plus, the Schwann Lifetime Powertrain Warranty, the best in the business. Your trade may be worth more than you think, and the finance rates are some of the lowest in years. Shop, click, drive, and chug a lug. You can't chug a lug there. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Texter says, for Senator Kramer, I'm not sure if you discussed this or not, as I haven't been able to listen to 100%, but wanted to talk about the interruptions during the debate. Has anyone really looked at who first interrupted who? It wasn't President Trump. Started out with Trump giving his first 2 minutes without being interrupted. Same for Biden. 2 minutes and no interruptions. The second session by Trump is when it all started. Biden interrupted President Trump 3 times. And as we all know, President Trump is the best counterpuncher of them all. The gloves came off. Biden started it. Trump finished it on top. Thoughts on this? I think everyone should spell Biden B-Y-E-D-E-N, like it should be spelled, says Dale. Okay.
Well, Scott, first of all, I don't, you know, if Dale's checked it all out, I'm going to take his word for it. That wouldn't surprise me at all. But the thing with regard to the interruptions that bothers me is, first of all, remember the rules. Two minute answer, and then you just had another 11 minutes for discussion. I don't know why it's Donald Trump's job to make sure that Joe Biden does his part. I mean, they both had equal microphones, equal opportunity, equal stage, except for one thing. Joe Biden had a partner in the moderator, Chris Wallace, who was blocking and running interference every time he felt like Joe Biden wasn't getting enough to say. And I really don't get it. I think the texter or the emailer makes a very important point. Donald Trump's a bigger, stronger personality. He's got a lot to say, and he's, like I said, that stronger personality is very aggressive. And so, obviously, if he's debating a weaker, more frail, somewhat challenged opponent, the opponent's not going to get a lot of time. And by the way, isn't that who you want fighting for you? I mean, I think that's who you want fighting for you. Somebody, I want the stronger of the two, and the stronger of the two is by far Donald Trump.
Let's see here. A question on the 60 Minutes, Tommy Fisher. You made an appearance in that, I guess.
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah, right. So your photo and some claim. But what is your reaction to what they were trying to?
What they're trying to do is create an impression without making a charge, by the way. And did you notice that, again, they referenced their favorite source? They have several of these really important sources in Washington, New York Times, CBS, NBC, CNN, and it's the unnamed source. Sources inside the White House, former White House officials, none of them have a name, and making these claims. And then they sort of try to raise some doubt by referring to an IG investigation, which in 10 months has come up with nothing. Of course, they don't say that. An IG investigation that my only role in was they were looking into the Corps of Engineers leaking private emails that, by the way, they're not allowed to leak to media outlets. So they were actually investigating the Corps on my behalf, not the other way around, but they confused that a little bit and implying that somehow I was under an investigation. And they just left out a whole bunch of things with again, very weak sources. Not even hearsay. You can't even call it hearsay. It was just sort of generalizations and trying to raise doubt, and that's what they do. But it's also the price you pay when you break up the club. Remember, Scott, I did a deep dive, and yes, I sought what they considered sensitive information, which, of course, isn't sensitive at all. It should be public information, and that is who got the lowest bid and what was the lowest bid and what was the second lowest bid and why didn't, you know, what, you know, were these bids and these procurements done appropriately, only to find out in some cases they weren't done, at least what I considered to be appropriate, and they made some changes. And that's just called transparency. That's called oversight. I'm surprised, not really, that CBS isn't more concerned that the same people get the same big multi-billion dollar jobs all the time when innovators and new entrants to the market are blocked by an archaic bureaucracy that's really on the verge of corruption. The good news is that Fisher Industries has earned over a couple of billion dollars worth of projects based on their merits, based on their job. And just 2 weeks ago in my office, the head of the Corps of Engineers, General Spellman, came in to give me an update on Missouri River and other water issues. And it voluntarily informed me that Fisher's doing a great job and that they're a main reason that they'll probably get to 450 miles on time, just as the president promised. And he just said they're doing incredible work. So,
and let's see, they put in a bid, and their bid was lower than anybody else. And if you do the math on the $2 billion you talked about in jobs they have, it's about $200 million they saved the taxpayers in their bid lower than the others. If they hadn't
And by the way, it's not just about the bid. You have to be a qualified bidder. You have to be able to do the job. And there's a whole process, a ranking process of peers, of actually two different groups that do this ranking. And so it's not just about the dollar amount either. But even at that, they've been the low bidder as well as the highest ranked bidder. And that's all part of the formula. And by the way, you also might remember, Fisher Industries sued the Corps of Engineers, who was blocking them from getting bids, even though they were a qualified bidder, and they won the lawsuit.
One last quick comment on this. Mm-hmm. Sounds like you care more about butterflies or border security than butterflies. So, yeah, that's kind of the whole, that was the point of the 60 Minutes thing.
Butterfly,
unbelievable. Mike yeah. Lee, your colleague from Utah, has tested positive, and we have word now that the Bidens are being tested. So, going to be a busy Tuesday. Thank you, Senator Kevin Cramer. Appreciate it.
Retailers, co-ops, and custom applicators have enormous productivity requirements. With thousands of acres of fertilizer to apply in a short window of time, they don't have time to make mistakes in the field. Intelligent Ag's Recon Spread Sense is the first ag technology that monitors the flow of product on floaters. The technology identifies flow issues to avoid streaks in the field that can hurt yield potential. Reduce the risk of misapplication by investing in Recon SpreadSense. Never doubt what you're putting out. Visit IntelligentAg.com to learn more.
When the world changes, you change with it. You push through uncertainty by embracing new rhythms and redefining connection. At Sanford Health, we're standing with you at every point along the way, committed to delivering the care you need when you need it. Because even when your world looks different, you can be confident we've taken every step to keep you safe while you're in our care. Call your local clinic or visit sanfordhealth.org to make an appointment.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.